So there's a large portion of this particular reading that deals with the idea of theft. Okay. So what are we reading about? Well, we're reading about how the sensory has to be reborn, or how we enter into a new sensory, right? And the issue is theft, claiming what is the Lord's as our own. So that's the core issue. The core issue is that we believe that the feeling we have life in ourselves is a reality, whereas it's an appearance that we have life in ourselves. The reality is that the Lord alone has life. So theft is believing the appearance to be real. It also has to do with owning thoughts and feelings that are flowing in as something arising from us. Again, it's the same thing. It's believing that life is our own, that arises in us. So we claim what is of the hells, and that puts us in misery, and we claim what is of the Lord's as our own, and that puts us in states of self-righteousness and superiority over others, and claiming good is something intrinsic to ourselves. So theft is the problem with this, with the dysfunctional sensory. The Lord, you know, tick, remembered you. And what is the opening statement? Well, the opening statement here is to remember me. And remembrance is not a passive kind of thing. This is about remembering, reconstituting things so that the rational and the interior natural and the sensual are realigned. So remembering, as well as the idea of faith, faith is not passive if it's real faith. These are activities that have to be engaged in. So to remember the Lord, or to remember Joseph, right? So to remember Joseph is to remember the celestial in the natural, because that's what we're told he represents. The natural is the letter of the word. The celestial in the natural is the desire for the salvation of the human race. It's the Lord's own desire for the salvation of the human race. When that is remembered, that that is what the Lord's end is, then things start to align within the mind, whereby he can be more fully present in a person's awareness. So as soon as the Lord is remembered, if he's truly remembered, our state changes immediately. I mean, that's a direct experience. You can be in a situation that is taxing or aggravating or frustrating, and then you remember the Lord, or you remember, this is work, I've got to work here, or I remember my task, and immediately the state changes if it's a true remembrance. So that's what sort of heads this up. So I just wanted to highlight the idea that don't lose sight of the larger picture of what's going on, because it kind of draws it together in a way which makes sense. Like the idea that the only kind of faith that is faith into which charity flows. I mean, there's a principle right there, right? What is that kind of faith? So that kind of faith is an understanding, not knowledge, but understanding that has come out of the practice of the word, the practice of truths, because that is what charity is. Charity is the application of truths to life out of a love and affection for them. And when that happens, we get an understanding of how these processes and things work. And as that understanding builds, we are much more likely to be able to be in a position where we can accommodate that experience to the difficulties that others may be having to endure. So that's kind of the points that I just wanted to highlight here. All our language reinforces the illusion. Every time we use the word I am, me, my, we are reinforcing the illusion. And there's a passage in DLW, Divine Love and Wisdom, which talks about the idea. It's about the sun rising and the sun doesn't rise. The earth goes around the sun. We know that that's the illustration that's being given. But the kicker is the statement at the end of it, which says that it's fine to talk in appearances so long as you know that's what you're doing. But if you're talking the language of appearances as what is real, then you're reinforcing the illusion. And so every time we use the word I am, well, whose name is that? Right? When the Pharisees came to John the Baptist, they ask him if he's the Christ, and he responds, I am not. So it's the negation of I am. So there are these cues that exist in the text that really highlight the need to remember the Lord. So we can use the terms as if they belong to us in the acknowledgement that they only belong to the Lord. And that's got to come back down to the core of having a practice where you're not identifying with everything that's flowing into your head. That's a landscape